Welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Podcast. My name is Jerome Lewis. I'm your host for today. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast where we talk marketing, tech, business, and leadership. We talk these things for real estate agents, real estate investors, and real estate entrepreneurs. The Real Estate Marketing Podcast is a podcast that has two purposes. Purpose number one, to educate and inform our audience and listeners. Purpose number two, Jack, to spotlight you, your business, your service, or your product in a way that provides value to you, including market exposure and content creation. With that, we have a very special guest, Jack Goodall. Jack Goodall, Director of Marketing at KCM, which is Keeping Current Matters. He leads marketing strategy for customer acquisition and paid advertising campaigns. By combining clear messaging and valuable content, Jack communicates how to deliver timely market insights to build the brands of real estate agents across the country. He has helped increase the company's social media reach by 650% and program membership by 212%. Those are impressive numbers. For more than 12 years, he's helped entrepreneurs and small businesses establish and grow their reach and revenue through brand strategy, digital content, integrated campaigns, and a high level of client service. He worked in the music and craft beer industries, as well as tech startups, nonprofits, and higher education organizations. Jack is a trusted resource for real estate professionals and is a regular KCM market videos and webinars. He also has been featured in media interviews, Real Estate News, Housing Wire Media, and Inman, the Real Estate Advisor. Jack, I'm excited that you're here. Welcome to the show.
Excited to be here, Jerome. Thanks so much for having me. I am looking forward to this conversation.
I'm looking forward to it too. And I was reading your bio. I like to read the bios. I like to get caught by a surprise. And I see your bio here. You've done some stuff before. You mentioned like craft beer and the music industry. Can you take us on that journey of how you went from there and to getting into real estate and marketing?
Yeah, absolutely. I was definitely one of those folks growing up where I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. I was always a big fan of music, so I kept playing it and was fortunate enough to go to school in Boston at Berklee School of Music, where I played drums. And one of the things that you find when you are around a lot of other good folks in any sort of place, maybe it's real estate, maybe it's music, maybe it's something else that you're doing, is you find out really quick how good you are. And something that I found out was, you know what, unless I'm willing to go and practice about, 10 hours in a closet every day, I wasn't going to make it very far on the drum. So I pivoted and got into marketing. I was always a fan of kind of booking shows and promoting bands that I was in, bands that my friends had or solo artists. And that kind of took me down this road that I'm on today, where I've got to work for a lot of different businesses, work for nonprofits, work for entrepreneurs, worked in craft beer, which was an amazing thing. It's not far from where we are here in Richmond, which kind of brought together a lot of music kind of a lot of passions that I had in there. But what brought me to KCM was a couple different things. I think one, it was an opportunity to come to a mission-driven organization, which, our mission and really our purpose here is we believe every family should feel confident when buying and selling a home. And, to someone who's coming out of, the music industry or craft beer, which are kind of like, let's call them kind of like cool industries as well. Someone might not think like real estate maybe is cool, but it is incredibly important. And when I found KCM, I had just purchased my first home and had gone through that process really kind of like unaware about how complicated and how massive that was. And growing up, the other part that was impactful for me is I moved around a decent amount as a kid. My dad had changed jobs and we kind of moved up and down the coast almost like a half dozen times by the time I was in high school. So I'd gone through that process, and my mom, growing up, she was a teacher. She worked as well in some real estate, in a real estate office where we lived outside of Philadelphia going to high school. And, it was one of those things where once I found KCM, I didn't realize how much that mission's kind of spoke to me, how important it was helping people make powerful and confident decisions when it comes to buying and selling a home. Because that's, most often the biggest financial decision folks are going to make in their entire lives. So whether you're a kid going through that, whether you're an adult, that's something that I've been very, very fortunate to be a part of here over the last almost 6 years now at KCM. And as you or anyone knows in the industry, it's been a heck of 6 years that we've had here. This one is looking really interesting coming up. So I'm excited to be talking about that too with you.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for sharing it. So we know what KCM is and we use it in our abbreviations. Could you help us, like for the audience that maybe never heard of KCM, help us understand what it is, maybe some of the mission and, you know, what KCM does as a company?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what I said earlier in terms of our purpose, it's very consumer focused, right? You know, we believe every buyer and seller should feel confident, every family should feel confident with buying and selling a home. So a lot of folks who know KCM, they probably know us for one of a few different things. They know us as data folks, right? You know, I hear folks at conferences or going out and speaking, you know, with agents and things like that. They're like, oh yeah, you guys do all the data, right? And which is kind of true. We aggregate a lot of data. What we do is we synthesize a lot of what the experts out there are saying. Your, you know, Fannie Mae's, your Freddie Mac's, your Chase Bank's, your Realtor.com's. We take all of those, literally hundreds, thousands of them, and synthesize them down into really tangible, bite-sized insights that are easy to understand for you, easy to understand for your clients, and make it easy for you to share that out there. So that's one big thing that we do. And the other side is folks know us as like, hey, yeah, you guys give me stuff to post on social media or videos to make and things like that. And that's kind of the other half of the puzzle, is not only do we take that information and synthesize it down in a way that's easy to understand and communicate, but we take it and we package it into blogs, graphics, videos, video scripts, guides, all sorts of different things, because we're all different, right? You know, the real estate agent spectrum runs the complete gamut. And some folks are more social media focused. Some folks are, you know, hey, I'm going to be a little bit more old school. I want to make sure I have these materials tangible in my hands. We have a suite, kind of a library of materials that's going to work for everybody. And what we're here to do is help you deliver the information about what's happening in the market so that you can get your clients feeling confident, get them unstuck, and help them move forward, and do that in the way that's going to position you, the agent, as that trusted expert that's going to be their advisor through the process, not just another salesperson.
Thank you for sharing that. So one of the things that I try to help my, like anybody that I interact with, like we as professionals, we went out, we got our education, we learned all this stuff, and it's all this jargon and it's all this techno babble. And we're like so excited to like share this stuff. And then we go out there and we're saying it, and people are like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know why you're so excited, or I don't know what's going on. So could you talk a little bit about that and how KCM helps people like understand things a little more simply?
Yeah. There's a couple things in there, because I think the first is that what you may have heard referred to as like the curse of knowledge, right? Where we in this industry know things so inherently, right? Because we've either been living it every single day, or we stay really close to it because we follow the market, right? So let's take 2024, for example, where we're coming in and we're all feeling pretty good, especially coming out of a year like last year, right? Where it was hard. We know it's not going to be easy, but things are looking pretty solid going into this year. So what we have coming up next is we've got the opportunity to bring that to folks in a way that they can understand, right? So that it's not just us using lingo and jargon. We're going to be able to bring it to you in a simple to understand way. So at KCM, we write all of our content directly to your buyers and sellers. So you're not even having to translate this information yourself. That a lot of that's already done for you. The other piece is to break it down into ways that are simple to understand. So even as we're talking here on a podcast, we're talking a lot, right? And we're using words. But if I were to describe a circle to you, I could talk about, you know, a curved line that comes around and meets it at the other point, or I could just show you a picture of a circle. And if you think about it, that is a much more effective way to tell the story. So that's why so much of what we do at KCM is based on powerful visuals. So having visuals, having the answers, and more importantly, the facts to back up those answers is absolutely huge.
Thank you for sharing that. And consumers, I find like we got Google and then we have like ChatGPT, and it's like, oh, they have information at their fingertips. And some people might say they don't need the agents anymore. We understand that's not necessarily true, but some people might have that idea. Nonetheless, I would like to say to you, like, some people still come to agents, and I want to know, like, what questions are you seeing being asked by agents? Like, what are the top questions, and what can agents do to answer those questions? Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, to the point that you had starting out there, is that more people choose to use agents today than they have ever actually in the history of real estate. And that's because this is a relationship business, and this is also a very emotional decision for folks to make. If it'd be one thing if you were to just look at the numbers and say, okay, I think I'm ready to buy and sell a home. Everyone who's been in this business, especially over the last couple of years, know how emotional this is. There's not a lot of inventory. You've probably been working with certain buyers who have been trying to find a home for months, potentially years at this point, and just trying to crack into the business to get that first home potentially. And it is draining, and they need an expert. They need somebody who they can lean on that's a trusted expert. So one of the things there you mentioned, Jerome, is questions. We are getting asked tons of questions if you're in the real estate space, and you have to be able to answer them clearly and with confidence, because that is what folks need to be able to feel confident about their own decision making and be able to move forward. So we've got, I'd say, about three, maybe four top questions that we know folks are getting asked, and that you really have to be able to not only know the answers to these and understand the answers to these, but you have to be able to explain the answers to these if you want to be able to survive and really thrive in today's market. So real quick, those top three in particular are all around the biggest things that are changing coming to this year. And that is where mortgage rates are headed. That is what's happening with home prices. And that's, will transactions increase in a significant way coming into 2024? Those are the top three. And if you'd like, Jerome, I can even kind of talk through with folks how to answer those questions with confidence, if you think that'd be helpful.
I would love to, because I'm thinking, and I always try to put myself in like the other person's shoes. And I'm like, all right, I get it, I understand. Jack, what can I do to like answer those questions confidently? I'd like teach a class. We get agents and they know everything. But then it's like, you got all this information. How do you handle it like in a way that's really confident for you? So I would love to hear your perspective on that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think to your point there, I myself, you know, am not even normally teaching this stuff. What I do is I get to use KCM materials and be the expert just from using those materials. You know, I think all of us can get a little bit of that that like imposter syndrome, right? Where you're like, hey, I got into real estate to work with people, or I got into real estate because I really love my community and I want to be able to support my community. A lot of folks may not have gotten to real estate to be data experts or to even be marketers or something like that. So this side of things can be really challenging. And I think that's what's so amazing about, you know, what we're able to do at KCM is we're able to take such complex subjects and break them down in ways that's easy for folks to do. So I'll tell you right now, I did a webinar with our founder, Steve, last week, and literally just spending that hour with him, I'm able to sit down here with you, Jerome, and use that same information and be like, hey, this is exactly what we need to do. This is exactly what we need to be delivering to buyers and sellers out there. So let's go into those questions real quick. And to kind of set all of this up, I talked about, hey, this year's looking a little bit better than next year. And I think that's the number one thing that consumers need to know about this year, because we may be feeling that, but they are not feeling that maybe coming out of last year. We know that affordability is still a challenge. We know that where we've been with mortgage rates has a lot of folks very concerned about, am I going to be able to do this? They've been sitting potentially on the fence for a year, maybe even more now, saying, I want to wait until mortgage rates come down. So if that's the number one question, well, the way that KCM's looking at this year is we think this is going to be the year of the fives. And we think this is going to be a phenomenal year. So let me explain what I mean by that. Let's take mortgage rates, for example. We think that five is going to be the first number, the handle, if you will, on mortgage rates by the middle of this year. And that is going to be kind of like a psychological break for those folks who have been on the fence, who are feeling like, ooh, now is really the time. And why do we think that? Because I think talking about rates or acting like we all know where mortgage rates is going to go is an absolute fool's errand. So what you'll hear me kind of talking about here is this is my opinion on the market, but it's based on these facts. So first thing you need to know is that mortgage rates are based on two primary things. One is the 10-year treasury rate, and the other part is the spread, which is what's charged by the lenders based on what they think they could charge in addition to that to essentially make money on the loans. We think that the rates are going to come down and that the spread is going to narrow. So let me explain what those two things are. Goldman Sachs and tons of experts out there are already calling for cuts in March, May, and June coming up. This is confirmed by other reports at First American, Fannie Mae. If you were talking to a potential buyer or seller right now, you could show them a simple graph that has all of these predictions on, hey, here's where these stepwise cuts on the mortgage rates are expected over the coming quarters, so that by the end of this year, most of these experts are saying it is definitely going to be below six, or it is most likely going to be below six, I should say. And then on the spread side, this is, again, that amount that's on top of that that the lenders are charging. If you look at a 50-year spread, and Steve, our founder, created a beautiful graph on this, you see that extremely consistently over the last 50 years, the spread between the 10-year treasury and the average mortgage rate that's being assigned out there is about 1.72%. Right now, that has completely spiked over, I think it's close to three right now, and is completely out of whack due to things like the economic concerns and geopolitical concerns that are out there. We see this lowering with less economic certainty because we are coming into a much softer landing than a lot of folks have predicted right now. And there's less fear of recession from experts. We're seeing even folks reforecast their predictions for mortgage rates. A lot have forecasted them in the fall, and they're reforecasting now coming into January, and those are all coming down. So that's a lot to say that between the treasury rate and the spread, experts and economic indications are showing that those are all expected to come down even quicker than a lot of folks expected.
Excellent. Excellent. I appreciate that. And one of the things I appreciate of what you're doing is, like, you're talking about the current market. You said, let's take 2024. You're not talking about years ago or anything like that. You're talking about the current market. So I'd love to hear from you. Like, I'm a new agent, or I'm an experienced agent. It doesn't really matter. Like, what should I be focused on, or what are, like, some keys to success for me to thrive in this market? And then I also want to know, like, how I can thrive in any market. So
absolutely.
Could you talk about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because what market we're in today is certainly not the market of yesterday. And it's also not going to be the market of, you know, next year or the year after that. Hey, look at my little emoji just popped out there. What this is it's going to be imperative for you to not only know what's happening in the market, not only understand what's happening in the market, but you have to be able to explain what's happening in the market. So these questions that are coming in from folks, or this uncertainty that's been out there, you know, particularly coming out of 2023, the number one word I feel like I've heard associated with consumers in the market is fear. There's a ton of confusion about where things are going. There's concerns, and that leads to fear, and that fear leads to paralysis. And we've seen that in terms of last year coming, where the transactions were lower, inventory being extremely low, and the concerns about where mortgage rates were. All of this has led to affordability being a major challenge out there in the market. And it's really our job as real estate professionals to be out there communicating what is really happening in the market in a way that folks can understand, so they can move forward and, in a sense, unlock many of these challenges we're having. That's how we're going to get more inventory on the market. That's how we're going to get more transactions happening. So if you take that example there with mortgage rates, if you can explain, hey, here's why I believe that mortgage rates are going to continue to go down by even potentially the middle of this year, that's going to unlock a lot more transactions that are going to happen. That's also going to help prices continue to appreciate at a more normal rate. So back to your question there, Jerome, what do folks need to be focused on? You have to be able to explain the market. We talked about that curse of knowledge, where we know things, but consumers may not know things. And they are looking to us in terms of why they're going to use an agent, because they need an expert. They're looking to us for leadership in that sense. And if we are leaders, then our number one job as a leader is to define reality. So we need to make sure that in your market, your sphere of influence is reality, at least when it comes to the housing market, should be defined by you. Because where they're getting their information about real estate right now most likely is from national resources, right? Like your CNNs, your headlines, your social media. As much as we'd like to think that they're following, you know, other real estate agents out there, they're really not. If they're following you, then you're probably the only one that they're following. And they're probably just following the rest of the local and national news after that. So if the national news is focused on affordability and mortgage rates and putting out much more negative headlines because, let's face it, they're not trying to educate folks on how to buy and sell a home. They're trying to get clicks. That's just a fact. And that's why it's our job. This is literally our number one job to get out there and to preach the facts about what's actually happening and where we believe the market is going to go from there.
Thank you for sharing that. So you mentioned two things, and the question I have for you is, like, as an agent, what can I do to educate my clients nationally? Like, what can I do, number one? And then number two is, like, locally, like, how can I best educate those clients from these negative headlines and things that are scaring them and putting them in that state of fear?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you called it out really well there in terms of the national versus the local side, because we know that real estate is happening locally, but much of what is influencing what is taking place on a local level is from the national side, both in terms of things like mortgage rates, but also in terms of just the actual sentiment of how consumers are feeling out there because they're educated at that level. So let's take the national first. And that's really what KCM was founded on, was talking about what's happening in the market at a national level. So the number one way that you can do that is to continue to infuse this message into your communication. And when I mean communication, I mean your marketing, your prospecting, when you're hopping on a call, when you are posting to social media. That doesn't mean everything you post to social media should be about the housing market, but this needs to be a consistent piece that you are getting in front of your sphere of influence, in front of your market, to be able to talk about. And you need content to be able to do that, because if you're just going to sit there and wait for folks to ask you about it, or just wait until you're having individual conversations, that's really not enough. You need to be consistently getting this out there. And that's a lot of work, right? You know, I know, Jerome, I mentioned earlier that a lot of folks got into this industry, maybe not to be a data analyst, but they might also not be a marketer or a writer or a video producer. And that's another reason why you need to have the right resources, not only to have this information, but also to be able to share it quickly and easily. So for some folks, maybe that's having a blog. That's something that's really quick and easy to share. It may not be quick to create yourself. That's why at KCM, we have a daily blog that goes out there. Folks can share it for free if they want to, and they can go to trykcm.com/blog. But our members also get a personalized version of that that goes to their own website where they can drive traffic to it. There's ways to capture leads on there. And this blog, like I mentioned earlier, it's always written to your buyers and sellers, comes out every single day, and it's hitting the latest topics in the market. And that's just one way to educate folks out there. It's a quick and easy way. You can even automate it to your social media. There's other social graphics out there. You can make videos, but you need to find a way to get this into your pipeline, to your regular cadence. And for some folks, they've got a team, or they've got the capability to do that themselves. Maybe that's a passion of theirs, which is amazing. I think that I've seen the most, you know, authentic, amazing content that's getting better and better in the real estate industry as folks get more advanced in the way that they're doing this. And then for some folks, they need an extra resource to be able to do that. And then you mentioned on the local side, Jerome, infusing a local angle into this content, into this message, is absolutely critical to kind of make that final connection with where your customers are at. So here's what this means in your zip code. Here's what this means in our larger city that we're talking about here. And that's another piece that can be kind of exhausting if you've, you know, spent any time in like a local MLS and trying to pull trends and data from there and to turn that into a nice visual, or to be able to pull kind of like insights and analysis from that. That also takes a lot of work. We're fortunate at KCM where we provide that to our members as well. We have every single zip code in the entire country where you can look up anything from where listings are at, what's happening with prices, and infuse that into this content that we're talking about here. One thing that we just came out with recently is a part of our video application, Real Talk, where for the last year and a half, we've given folks pre-written scripts, and you can use your phone. We have an app where you just pull up a script, you can edit it, you record it right there. And what we just came out with is a way to pull in one of your local charts or graphs, and we even have a component that will write that part of the script for you using a little AI wizard where it looks at, okay, here's the data trend. It'll write that up for you. You can edit it yourself. You can ask it to Rego, but it's just another thing that helps you personalize this content, but do it in a way that's super efficient and in a way that you'll be able to still make sure that it's in your voice, because there's no better way to communicate all this information than being on video. You know, right now, being able to talk to folks directly into the camera, it's scalable, but it's also personal. And there is nothing else out there that beats that. So if there's folks who have been on the fence about making videos and they haven't been doing it, that is a mistake. You need to be out there getting this message out there. And if you need some help doing that, KCM's Real Talk is a great way to do that.
Excellent. Excellent. I thank you. I appreciate you for sharing that. And I just want to go like a little bit deeper on the importance of video, because I was looking and I was like, he's saying what I say. And people like, we got all this information out there. We got Google, we got ChatGPT. That thing is like flip things upside down. And I want people to understand the importance of personalization. And I find in my experience, the best way you can personalize any of this content, it's just like video content. So could you talk a little bit more about that, please?
Absolutely. So let's take if you know you've never made a video before. Mm-hmm. The biggest obstacles that I know for most folks that prevents them from getting into video is usually, I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to make videos, or I just don't feel confident getting on camera. I don't like how I look. So I'll kind of take each one of those. I think the first one, in terms of not feeling comfortable or confident on camera, that is the case for everybody. I don't care who you are. Maybe there's some, you know, rare folks out there, but I'll use myself for example. You know, the first few times that I got on video for KCM, you know, maybe 5 or so years ago, man, like unbelievably nervous, like getting on there. And the one thing that I had to do is I just have to keep doing it. It was literally my job. And there, it's not like I had a ton of options there. So I had to do it. And I think that's one of the sort of mindsets that we need to take on as professionals in this industry. Video is not optional anymore. It is required. So it is, if our job is to be the agent and is to be the expert and is to deliver this information, well, then it's your job to get on video now. So part of that is kind of just getting over that mindset, but then it takes reps and sets. You just gotta keep going. And your first video that you make, yeah, it's gonna be bad. And you still need to make it. And I would even go a step further, you need to share it. Because if you make it and then you just kind of like throw it in the trash or whatever you do on your iPhone, that's still not going to give you the feedback of what you need to hear, which is, hey, what did folks think of it? So number one, you need a way to do that. One of the things that we have in our app is we have like a rehearsal mode where you're able to make as many versions of as you want before you feel like you've kind of got it dialed in and actually want to save one. It's really, really helpful, even if it's just kind of like to get over that mental hurdle. The second part is the time. And you're right, that is a lot, you know, coming up with what to say, coming up with ways to make that kind of interesting and engaging, thinking of ways to make the video itself engaging, whether it's having visuals or something like that in there, that does take up a lot of time. And I think for some folks, they use KCM content, even, you know, outside of our kind of like done for you Real Talk scripts and things like that, they use KCM content to help them speed up that content creation process, where they don't have to think about a video script. They pull one of our blogs, or they watch the monthly market report with our team on there, and they pull some of the slides out from it. They take some of the script, which we literally give you the script of the monthly market report, and they make their own monthly market report, where they take some national data, they take some local data, and all they're doing is just kind of making a video like I'm sitting you right now. And they might just, you know, kind of put a slide up next to them, almost like, you know, a new style. And they're able to just do it that much quicker because they didn't have to come up with the ideas for it. They didn't have to write it themselves. And Real Talk gets that even a little bit further, where we give you the scripts, you record it all on your phone, you don't even have to edit it, and you can share it right from your phone. So that's even a little bit more of a cheat code there. But there's still ways to get in front of it. And I think that last one I said was, you don't know what to say. And that is why you need to have a trusted resource that not only is accurate, is up to date, but it gives you the facts to kind of fall back on. Because I think what a lot of folks, not just on video, but in conversation around things like mortgage rates or prices, is you can be kind of unsure if you are comfortable stepping into that conversation going, ooh, what if they push back with questions? What if, you know, what if some trolls come after me online, which, you know, believe you me, at KCM, we have over we have around 300,000 followers on Instagram alone. We get some folks out there who have some things to say when we come out there with a strong statement. And you have to be confident stepping into those that, you know what, even if this is my opinion, it's based on these facts. Here's the resource that I pulled it from. This is a reputable resource. Here's the graph. And for these other folks that may be pushing up against that, your question to them is always, well, where's your resource on that? And most times they will kind of let it go from there, or you'll find out that it's, you know, Crazy Uncle Charlie on YouTube or something like that. But more often than not, you're going to have some folks that no matter what, they're always going to be pushing up against this. But you need to still be delivering this message for the vast majority of other folks who go, oh, wow, that's a light bulb moment for me. I didn't realize that mortgage rates are coming down. They're expected to come down that quickly. And you know what? They might not be 3 or 4%, but you know what? I've been putting this off for too long. And if I can get a good mortgage rate under 6%, you know what? This is the time for me. Thank you for sharing that information. What should I do next? That's like music to all of our ears, right? If we could hear that.
Excellent. So we've been talking about KCM. I like to hear, we've been using the, what is it? The acronym. Could you tell us, like, help us understand Keeping Current Matters. There's a play on words. And I know you already mentioned this before, but I just want to make sure people understand what real talk is, because it's a play on words there too. So KCM, Keeping Current Matters, tell us about that. And then let's go into real talk and wrap us up.
Absolutely. So yeah, I'll kind of take us back to the beginning where Keeping Current Matters was originally founded by Steve Harney. It was even called Steve Harney Incorporated. And he's our founder. He was in the real estate space for years and years and years, ran an incredibly successful, I want to say one of, if not the largest agency that was based in Long Island, New York. And he was fortunate where he was able to sell that business around 2005, which if you're looking ahead of my timeline here, was great timing on that. And he still kept in touch with a lot of his friends that were in the industry. And come around, you know, 2006, 2007, he was starting to hear some really big rumblings from folks, really big concerns. And Steve is a savant when it comes to numbers and being able to look through what is happening out there in the market and distilling it down. That kind of like secret sauce that is KCM, Keeping Current Matters, comes from Steve, who's able to do that. And what he did starting in 2007, 2008, was he hit the road. Because what he saw happening was folks making decisions, and by folks, I mean both agents as well as clients, buyers and sellers, making decisions based on bad information. And what he found was there was a gap in the industry that there was things that people didn't know, and they were forced to make decisions such as foreclosing their home or to move or to not make a decision, and that was based on bad information or just plain old fear. So what Steve did is he basically started a roadshow where he went around the country. He made it to 49 out of 50 states over the next several years, speaking to agents, speaking to brokerages about what's really happening in the market and how to educate your clients so that they can make better decisions going forward. And this is where that purpose comes from in terms of, we believe every family should feel confident when buying or selling a home. That came out of the economic crisis and the housing crash of 2008. That's where we started. And Keeping Current Matters as a name was all about, hey, the information is constantly changing. So it's one thing for us to even talk about, you know, here's where this information is now. You need to have your finger on the pulse. You need to be plugged in on a very regular basis there. If not daily, then at least weekly. But a lot of the content that we create here at KCM is coming out every single day so that we are staying on top of that. And over the years, it evolved from, I'd say, almost like a classic, like, you remember Netflix before it was a streaming platform, they were sending CDs in the mail. That's what Steve did. He took his talks and he turned it into a monthly market report that he would record. And our team at the time, very small team, was based out of his garage, would print them out onto CDs and mail them out to folks. And we had a small but mighty following. They called themselves Harney's Army back then. And from there, Steve's son, Bill, came into the company and had a vision for it where, hey, we can expand this, and started to build additional products and features that made it even easier for folks to go beyond, hey, here's Steve's script and some of Steve's slides, and to turn those into things like personalized blog posts or seasonal buyer and seller guides, or social media graphics that you can put out there. And to sort of what we consider that we do is we kind of take it the final mile, is the way that we call it, where you have reports coming out from big name, you know, organizations or companies or, you know, economists and things like that, but they are not distilled in a way that you can deliver to a buyer or a seller in a way that they can understand. So at KCM, we see that it's our job to help you, the agent, take it that last mile. And that keeping current matters kind of is that ethos of you have to constantly be staying on top of that as the market's changing. And that last piece, Jerome, you mentioned Real Talk. That was exciting. That came out about a year and a half ago, where we were looking around the industry and said, wow, social media and really just content consumption online has completely changed to where video is number one. Used to be blogs and written content. Obviously, we had that with personalized blogs, but we knew that folks, it wasn't just needing to have videos, but folks needed to be on video themselves to deliver that personal message, as you mentioned. So we tasked our team with finding a way, how do we do this? We'd never really seen anything, certainly not in real estate, but even beyond, that had really been a way for folks to deliver a message on camera using a mobile phone, but to do it in a way that was like pretty much you could do in like a couple clicks. And that's what we challenged our team to do. And we have an amazing, amazing product team, amazing development team. And they came up with this app, which we ended up calling Real Talk. I get to take some credit for being a part of that team that came up with that little name. We were debating if it was going to be Real with two E's. This was before Instagram had really come out with Reels, so we kept it Real, but for real estate, you know. And we felt like this was the way that folks could kind of bring that personal touch, as you mentioned, Jerome, that they need to, and also to really kind of own the message that we have here at KCM. It's one thing to share a blog post or to put up a visual or something. That's kind of passive, right? It's like, but it's another thing for you with your voice, with your face, and looking directly into the camera, directly, you know, at your audience there, and to deliver that message. So we have an app here that is part of the KCM mobile app. And inside of that is Real Talk. And what it is every week we come out with a few different scripts. I believe at the app, there's always at least 7 different scripts that are in there. And with that, you can choose those scripts. You can edit them if you want to. If not, it's all ready to go. And literally right in the app, you click one button and it's almost like you're making like a selfie video, but you've got a teleprompter right there that's going through the script and you're reading it. You're looking at it on camera there. We even have an ability to plug in a visual automatically. We'll have one picked out for you so that, hey, if you're talking about a graph or let's say mortgage rates like we were earlier, we'll flash a graph up on screen while you're talking about that automatically. And then it'll cut back to your camera when you're ready to come back on. And when you're all done and you hit the finish button, it immediately is edited and ready to go right there. In another click of a button, you can have that shared to Instagram, Facebook, could put in an email or a text or something like that. And the advancements that we've had recently is basically to make it even easier for you to customize those videos. You can completely customize your scripts, add your own visuals. Like I said, it can even pull in some of the local data and information. And with this little AI wizard that we're that we've launched, it'll even write part of that script for you, which is pretty amazing. So all of this is just to try and give arm agents with both, like, you know, the insights and some of these content pieces, some of these tools to help make it easier for you to be out there explaining the market as the expert that you need to be.
Excellent. Thank you. So I'm going to get this wrapped up. I got a couple more questions. First one is, might stop you a little bit, maybe not. What's one question you wish I had asked you, and how would you have answered?
Oh man, that is a great question. You know, it's funny because I think KCM as the name was a good one there. I think a really good question could be is, you know, why should you trust, you know, KCM as a resource? You know, who makes us like the expert? And I'd answer that in a couple ways. I think one is we've been doing this for 17, almost 18 years now. I've been here for coming up on 6 years, but we've been around and we've seen a lot of different market cycles. And I think the fact that we were founded around a time like the housing crisis in 2008 sort of shows that kind of like, this is what we were built for. Anytime that there is uncertainty in the market, this is why we exist. And we see it as our calling to be that shining light when there is darkness and confusion in the market, that we want to be that shining light. And I think the other reason is we have the most incredible research and content strategy team that is digging into this information every single day. I mentioned that, you know, Steve Harney, our founder, is kind of like the architect of that secret sauce, but we have an entire team that literally all they do is look through all of these reports that are coming out every single day, hundreds, thousands of sources, and distilling them down. They meet literally every single day of the week in sort of this amazing process that goes through, okay, what are the big topics and questions out there? How can we verify this information? How can we distill this down into a simple piece of information that not only makes sense to us, but is going to make sense to buyers and sellers out there? And to do that and to constantly have the supporting evidence, we've always got the original source. We have to link back to the original report, anything that you share, so that what I'm trying to say is when you get pushback from somebody who you're talking to or maybe somebody online, you immediately can pull up and go, well, here's the receipts. Here's the trusted resource that's out there, and know that this isn't just this KCM's word out there, but we are pulling, if not one, multiple experts out there that are supporting this information, and you can feel good about putting that forward as your own, which is absolutely huge. And we know that once you're able to build trust with a client, because that's what this is all about, then that's the number one goal to be able to move forward in this business.
Thank you for sharing that. So my final question is, how can we learn more about KCM? Where do we go? What do we do? Take us through that process.
Absolutely. So KCM, we have a lot of content that's out there. And the best way to check us out is to start a free trial. If you go to our website, trykcm.com, you'll find that we have three different membership tiers based on what your goals are, really. It starts as low as $39.95 a month. And we give you a 14-day free trial that's completely risk-free, and even a 30-day money-back guarantee. And what you're going to find when you start a trial at KCM is you instantly have access to literally hundreds of pieces of content that are out there. And what's best is for you to decide on what are your goals in terms of how you want to go out there and explain the market. Do you already have a system in place that you want to plug KCM into? Or do you want to kind of build this, you know, from the ground up? Maybe you're an agent who's just getting started, or maybe you're someone who's going, you know, I really need to kind of rethink my marketing content plan here. And the beautiful thing about the KCM, you know, site, as well as once you sign up for the free trial, is we have an onboarding process that's literally going to help you walk through that step by step. We have an incredible support team as part of our member success team that they even do onboarding accelerator calls with some of our folks who sign up, especially if you're going to sign up for our expert or elite tiers, that really give you that kind of like hands-on approach to help you get comfortable with this, because you may never have used a video recording app before, or maybe you never connected auto posting to your Instagram. And, you know, we want to make sure that that's not the obstacle that's preventing you from being that expert for your sphere of influence, from your market that's out there. So I hope that folks, if you are someone who's saying, you know what, I need to do a better job explaining the market, or you know what, I recognize that this is important and I need something that's going to help up-level those conversations that I'm having, up-level and grow my influence in my market, this is the best resource in the entire business for that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Could you tell us again how we can find out more?
Absolutely. Go to trykcm.com. You can sign up for a 14-day free trial, and that is where you will be able to get access to all of the amazing things that we've been talking about today.
Excellent. Thank you. I wasn't going to hit you with this one, but I'm going to hit you with it. It's not a question. Or yes, it is. If you could leave us with one word, no explanation, what word would that be?
Clarity.
Clarity. All right. Thank you. Jack, this has been excellent. I appreciate you so much. We got about 45 minutes. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to close us down. We're going to do some catching up in the back end. And thank you so much for your time.
Sounds great. Appreciate it, Jerome. And really enjoyed it.
Absolutely.